She's lost the House, or has she? The combined opposition in Dáil Éireann has put down an unprecedented no-confidence motion in the Ceann Comhairle. Fiona Murphy has come out fighting, rejecting opposition allegations that she colluded with government parties to get the speaking time for the regional TDs and coalition backbenchers over the line. The government is backing the Ceann and will counter the opposition motion of no-confidence with its own confidence motion, which will be debated on Tuesday. For certain now is that this row over speaking rights for government supporting independent TDs will continue into next week. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is on the line. Micheál, I think it's worth giving us a quick recap of where we're at after 2 days of turmoil in Dáil Éireann.
Well, I suppose, yes, there was turmoil, which was of the most severe variety. And there is a soured atmosphere there that goes beyond, I think, anything that was seen for quite some time, at least. In the words of the Taoiseach yesterday, he believes that things will never be the same again after Tuesday. And I think there are fundamental shifts now in the tone and the vibe around the place. So I suppose on Tuesday, what you did see was a vote passed to allocate that new speaking time to the regional independents and, of course, backbench government TDs as well. That vote, it seems, though, the validity of it and the way in which it was called is now being questioned by Sinn Féin. And as well as all that, then there was a furious focus on the Ceann Comhairle and how she handled all of that on Tuesday, leading to those opposition parties, five of them, publishing a no-confidence motion yesterday, stating that she no longer retained the confidence of all members of the House, and that really did up the ante considerably. And then just at 6:10 yesterday evening, Fiona Murphy issued a statement saying she had followed all the correct procedures and the advice of impartial officials, and that she would stay in her role and carry out her duties, urging everyone to observe their responsibilities as well.
Talk to me as well, Micheál, about the significance of this report from the clerk of the Dáil, and it is in connection, of course, with this vote and whether it was in accordance with procedures.
Yes, the report is detailed and it really is an explanation of how things unfolded during that fairly fraught period of Tuesday afternoon. Now, already Sinn Féin have said that it is deeply flawed and doesn't tally with the video recording of events. There were a few points of contention. One of them would be around the order of business. That is the piece of work that sets the agenda for the week. So everything really hinges upon it. And I suppose the validity of everything that follows hinges upon it too. Now, opposition parties say that wasn't properly agreed. Should there have been a vote on it? The report of the clerk of the Dáil says that if someone was calling for a vote, that was not audible in the chamber. That is what is on the official written record, which carries the greater legal weight and strength. Then Fiona Murphy, after a suspension for about 30 minutes after that particular point in the day, came in and moved quickly ahead beyond a scheduled piece, which would be questions on promise legislation. She had the power to do that, according to the clerk of the Dáil. He said that was at her discretion. His report says that. Again, it caught the opposition off guard. They say that was unprecedented. And then when you get into the big part, the key moment of Tuesday, that is the vote on that contentious speaking rights, new slots for the regional independent TDs and the backbenchers. Was the opposition's amendment to that, their combined proposal to go a different route, should there have been a vote on that? Again, the clerk of the Dáil saying that the Ceann Comhairle did things correctly there, but I think this is very contested. Indeed, Sinn Féin says that the Dáil did not vote on the government proposal at all. It voted on the opposition ones. That's the contention, of course, that is rejected by the clerk's report. But I think it is on that point of argument, perhaps, that you can see the validity of that key vote being questioned. Now, how far does that go, though? It doesn't seem like that could be resolved internally. Does it suggest that there could be a legal dispute in the offing here?
Oh, that's interesting, Micheál. You mean it could find its way to the forecourts?
I think there is some talk of that, but I suppose at the very least, what you are beginning to see now is a rota being prepared for next week for those speaking slots on Wednesday and Thursday for the regional independents and the backbenchers. Now, if that is immediately contested at a business committee meeting this evening, which I think it will be, you will see difficulty next week. And that's on the basis that what was voted on wasn't actually what was voted on, according to the opposition. So if the focus yesterday was almost exclusively on the Ceann Comhairle. I think in some ways it's swinging back to what is at the nub of all this difficulty for the government side, and that is those speaking slots. And that means that there are still two parts to this really bitter argument.
So could we be on twin tracks then going into next week? On the one hand, as you say, seeking clarity and challenge over the speaking rights, and on the other hand then looking down the barrel of this vote of no confidence, which will be turned into a confidence debate by the government motion.
Yes, I think so. And I suppose everything about this really is uncharted waters. I mean, the notion, even a short time ago, if you were to think that a Ceann Comhairle could look ahead to a no confidence or confidence motion and be fairly sure that they would win that and would be able to carry on, and that that somehow would work in the context of Leinster House, which does have fairly customary niceties and what were regarded as fundamental points that had to be observed if the House was to work. And I suppose one of them would be that all sides would have a degree of confidence and respect for the Ceann Comhairle. Now, that does not seem to be there anymore. And yes, people are citing the Constitution and how it doesn't say anything specific in relation to that. It simply talks about the Dáil appointing its own chair and that the judgment resting then with that chair. There's no reference to having the confidence of all sides. But I suppose it is that solemn kind of undertaking that when the Ceann Comhairle takes office on that first day, they do talk about applying the laws and the rules of the Dáil impartially and fairly. And it is that which is being argued by the opposition that didn't apply, they believe, on Tuesday, something Verona Murphy and the government reject entirely.
All right. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, thank you very much.